Reverent Lives Unveil Thy Beauty. I'm going to start reading from Science and Health, the glossary. Veil, a cover, concealment, hiding. Wilderness, loneliness, doubt. Valley, depression. Jacob, a corporeal mortal embracing duplicity, repentance, sensualism. And from the Bible, Micah, who is a God like unto thee? He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy. He will turn again, he will have compassion upon us, he will subdue our iniquities, and will cast all sins into the depths of the sea. John, hereafter ye shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, how can a man be born when he is old? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoso believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Revelation. I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on Mount Zion, and with him 144 and 4,000, having his Father's name written in their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers, and they sung, as it were, a new song before the throne. And no man could learn that song, but they which follow the Lamb. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, Fear God, and give glory to him, and worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy, for all nations shall come and worship before thee. Science and Health. Jacob. Inspiration. The revelation of science in which the so-called material senses yield to the spiritual sense of life and love. Wilderness, spontaneity of thought and idea, the vestibule in which a material sense of things disappears and spiritual sense unfolds the great facts of existence. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, Psalms 23:4. Though the way is dark in mortal sense, divine life and love illumine it, destroy the unrest of mortal thought, the fear of death, and the supposed reality of error. Christian science contradicting sense maketh the valley to bud and blossom, as the rose. Back to the Bible. Isaiah. The Lord is our judge. The Lord is our lawgiver. The Lord is our king. He will save us. Thine eyes shall see the king in his beauty. They shall behold the land that is very far off. Seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read. No one of these shall fail. None shall want. The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy and singing. Genesis. When Isaac was old and his eyes were dim, he called Esau, his eldest son, and said unto him, My son, make me savory meat that I may eat, that my soul may bless thee. And Esau went to the field to hunt. And Jacob came. And Jacob said unto his father, I am Esau, thy firstborn. And he said, Art thou my very son, Esau? And he said, I am. And it came to pass as soon as Isaac had made an end of blessing Jacob, and Jacob was yet scarce gone out from the presence of Isaac his father, that Esau his brother came in from his hunting. And Isaac trembled very exceedingly, and he said, Thy brother came with subtlety, and hath taken away thy blessing. And he said, Is not he rightly named Jacob? For he hath supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright, and behold, now he hath taken away my blessing. And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran, and he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night, because the sun was set, and he lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven, and behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee, and in thy seed, shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. And Jacob awaked out of his sleep, and he said, Surely the Lord is in this place. And he was afraid and said, This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, If God will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God, and this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house. End of years, the Lord said unto Jacob, Return unto the land of thy fathers, and to thy kindred, and I will be with thee. And Jacob sent messages before him to Esau his brother. And the messengers returned to Jacob, saying, We came to thy brother Esau, and also he cometh to meet thee, and 400 men with him. Then Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed. And Jacob said, O God of my father, the Lord which saith unto me, Return unto thy country and to thy kindred, and I will deal well with thee. I am not worthy, for with my staff I passed over this Jordan. Deliver me, I pray thee, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him. And he lodged there that same night. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And he said, Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. And as he passed over Peniel, the sun rose upon him, and he halted upon his thigh. And Jacob lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, Esau came, and with him 400 men. And he passed over before them, and bowed himself to the ground 7 times until he came near to his brother. And Esau ran to meet him and embraced him, and fell on his neck and kissed him, and they wept, and said, Who are those with thee? And he said, The children whom God hath graciously given thy servant. And he said, What meanest thou by all this drove which I met? And he said, These are to find grace in the sight of my Lord. And Esau said, I have enough, my brother. Keep that thou hast unto thyself. And Jacob said, Nay, I pray thee, if now I have found grace in thy sight, then receive my present at my hand. For therefore I have seen thy face, as though I had seen the face of God, as though I had seen the face of God, and thou wast pleased with me. Take, I pray thee, my blessing, because God hath dealt graciously with me, and because I have enough. And he urged him, and he took it. Micah, according to the days of thy coming out of the land of Egypt, I will show marvelous things. Psalms. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. He restoreth my soul. Science and health. Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme. Heaven, harmony, the reign of spirit, the government of divine principle, bliss, spirituality, the atmosphere of soul. Through divine science, spirit, God unites understanding to eternal harmony. The calm and exalted thought or spiritual apprehension is at peace. Thus the dawn of ideas goes on, forming each successive stage of progress. Tremble, thou earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob. Can God furnish a table in the wilderness? What cannot God do? This is the beauty of holiness, that when truth heals the sick, it casts out evils, and when truth casts out the evil called disease, it heals the sick. The soul-inspired patriarchs heard the voice of truth and talked with God as consciously as man talks with man. Jacob was alone wrestling with error, struggling with a mortal sense of life, substance, and intelligence, as existent in matter and with its false pleasures and pains, when an angel, a message from truth and love, appeared to him and smote the sinew or strength of his error till he saw its unreality. And truth, being thereby understood, gave him spiritual strength in this pineal of divine science. The result of Jacob's struggle thus appeared. He had conquered material error with the understanding of spirit and of spiritual power. This changed the man. He was no longer called Jacob, but Israel, a prince of God or a soldier of God who had fought a good fight. He was to become the father of those who, through earnest striving, followed his demonstration of the power of spirit over the material senses. And the children of the earth who followed his example were to be called the children of Israel until the Messiah should rename them. If these children should go astray and forget that life is God good, and that good is not in elements which are not spiritual, thus losing the divine power which heals the sick and the sinning, they were to be brought back through great tribulation to be renamed in Christian science and led to deny material sense or mind and matter, even as the gospel teaches. The divine understanding reigns, is all, and there is no other consciousness. Truth guards the gateway to harmony. When the mechanism of the human mind gives place to the divine mind, selfishness and sin, disease and death will lose their foothold. Newborn understanding. Mortal mind makes a mortal body, whereas truth regenerates this fleshly mind and feeds thought with the bread of life. Better apprehend our spiritual existence and ascend the ladder of life. Universal love is the divine way in Christian Science. The sinner makes his own hell by doing evil, and the saint his own heaven by doing right. Mortals must follow Jesus' saying and his demonstrations, which dominate the flesh. Perfect and infinite mind enthroned is heaven. Man is the idea of spirit. He reflects the beatific presence, illumining the universe with light. This concludes the readings and the recording portion of our meeting.